This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, May 11th. God's word for you today is the kingdom. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, and it says, "Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people." The gospel that Jesus came to preach is the gospel of the kingdom. However, the church has focused mostly on the gospel of salvation and is stuck on the gospel of salvation. But Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom. Salvation is a part of the gospel of the kingdom, but it is like the entry point. Provision is also a part of the gospel of the kingdom. That is why Jesus will turn water into wine at the wedding in Cana. Governance is also a part of the gospel of the kingdom. In fact, that is why it is called a kingdom. Increasing the cash flow of a business is also a part of the gospel of the kingdom. That is why Jesus would help Peter and his partners catch so many fish that their nets were breaking. Jesus needed to increase their cash flow. Jesus knew Peter was going home to a hungry family, so Jesus sorted him out by increasing his cash flow. That was Jesus saying, "The kingdom of God has come." The gospel of the kingdom is the gospel of healing and restoration back to the society. People who had been ostracized, lepers, and could not stay in the community, Jesus would heal them and restore them to the community. People who were demon-possessed and had been driven out of settlements and were staying in caves, Jesus will drive out the demons and restore them to the community. Why? It is because the gospel of the kingdom is the gospel of inclusion. Unlike the church, Jesus was not stuck on the gospel of salvation. Jesus was clear, and he would consistently say, "I have brought the gospel of the kingdom." In fact, when Jesus taught us to pray what is popularly known as the Lord's Prayer, he said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 10, "In this manner, therefore pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done." God's kingdom and extending God's kingdom on earth is the crux of our existence on earth. It is actually why we are here. If it was just about the gospel of salvation, when you give your life to Jesus, it's the best time you should go to heaven. But it is about the gospel of the kingdom. It is one thing to have a church mindset, but it is another thing to have a kingdom mindset. Have you heard people make statements like, "When I retire from work, I will be able to serve God with my time. I will go on the mission field. I will work at the counseling call center in church." What such statements imply is that you are not serving God where you are right now. Wherever you are, wherever sector you are in, you are serving God. Let us pray. Father, in my life and in my sphere of influence, let your kingdom come and let your will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.